USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have no comments, just saying great to be home, great to be back with all my colleagues, and I think we're going to get a lot done.
President Biden's comments before leaving Capitol Hill on Wednesday, the president meeting with Senate Democrats to discuss their $3 trillion budget that they released late Tuesday. Republicans have lots of problems with that plan, including Republican Senator John Barrasso, who tells Fox Business,
radically high increase in taxes, which will hit every family, with the kind of inflation on top of what we're seeing now, with these high numbers now, this will be child's play compared to what we're going to get if they do all this additional spending. Plus, the amount of money going on to the debt of our kids and grandkids is going to be massive.
The White House also saying they're still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Despite a promise by the Biden administration to end new drilling on federal land, approvals are up.
Approvals for companies to drill for oil and gas on U.S. public lands are on pace this year to reach their highest levels since the 2000s. Because vast fossil fuel reserves already are under lease, President Biden's actions did nothing to slow drilling on public lands and waters that account for about a quarter of U.S. oil production. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill on public and tribal lands in the first 6 months of the year, with 2,100 drilling approvals since Biden took office, according to government data from the Interior Department. If the recent trends continue, the feds could issue close to 6,000 permits by the end of the year. New Mexico and Wyoming had the largest number of approvals. Montana, Colorado, and Utah had hundreds each. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns tips off tonight, just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending. Something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
NFL cornerback Richard Sherman is in police custody after allegedly trying to force his way into a family member's home near Seattle. Officers were called to a home where they found Sherman outside and he allegedly resisted arrest before being taken into custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.